Welcome, dear listeners, to another chilling episode of Our Scary Stories. As shadows lengthen and the veil between realms grows thin, we invite you to gather close and lend an ear. Every creak, every whisper, every rustle in the dark has a tale to tell. Are you brave enough to listen? The village of Melody's End was cradled by rolling hills, nestled in a quiet embrace of nature. Streets lined with cobblestone meandered between old houses, their time-worn exteriors speaking of histories whispered from one generation to the next. At the heart of it all stood the ancient oak, its limbs stretching towards the heavens like gnarled fingers, each leaf carrying the weight of countless Halloweens past. Under this oak, the air seemed cooler, scented with a mix of earth and memories. Every Halloween, families from every corner would come, lanterns in hand, casting dancing shadows that played with the evening breeze. They would form a circle, their faces illuminated with the flickering glow, every man, woman, and child standing in unity. At the stroke of midnight, they would begin their song, a lullaby that had the power to still the night and, as legend had it, to calm restless spirits. Amid the familiar crowd, a trio of teenagers huddled together, their laughter occasionally punctuating the solemn ambience. Nora, a spirited girl with raven black hair, looked skeptically at the oak, her green eyes reflecting doubt. Beside her stood Ben, his tall frame often casting a protective shadow over the others, and Grace, whose fiery red curls seemed always to be caught in some unseen wind. "Why do we still do this?" Nora whispered, her voice laced with mischief. "It's just an old song, nothing more." Ben, playing with a small stone, replied, "Some people find comfort in traditions, Nora. It's like holding onto a piece of the past." Grace nudged Nora playfully. "Besides, look around. The whole village comes alive. It's kind of magical." Before Nora could respond, a delicate voice called out, "It's more than just magic, dear." The trio turned to find Mrs. Haversham, the village historian, approaching them. Her silver hair cascaded down her back in a loose braid, and her piercing blue eyes seemed to hold the wisdom of ages. Mrs. Haversham stopped before the group, leaning slightly on her wooden cane. "A lullaby has been our safeguard for generations. When sung from the heart, it keeps the spirits content, ensuring peace in Melody's End." Ben, ever the curious one, asked, "But what happens if it's not sung right?" Mrs. Haversham's gaze settled on the oak, her voice dropping to a whisper that sent chills down their spines. "Decades ago, the song faltered. And for one terrifying night, the barrier between our world and the next thinned. Spirits roamed our streets, seeking solace, revenge, or a way back. We were reminded that traditions aren't just tales, they're the lessons of our ancestors." Grace gulped, her usual bravado slightly dimmed. "That's just a story, right?" The old woman simply looked at her, letting the weight of her silence answer the question. Nora, sensing the gravity of the moment, tried to lighten the mood. "Well, let's hope tonight goes off without a hitch then." But even as laughter rang out among the villagers and children darted around playing, the three friends exchanged glances, uncertainty clouding their eyes. And as the first notes of the lullaby began to rise, harmonizing with the whispers of the past, a seed of an idea took root in Nora's mind. What if they proved once and for all that it was just a song, devoid of any power? As the thought danced in the shadows of her mind, the oak stood silent, its ancient bark holding secrets of its own. Halloween night in Melody's End was unlike any other. Children, draped in costumes that ranged from the whimsical to the frightening, skipped down the cobblestone streets. Parents, holding lanterns, guided their young ones, their laughter merging with the echoing footsteps. The horizon was painted with hues of deep purples and oranges as the sun bid its final farewell and twilight began to blanket the village. Underneath the ancient oak, villagers began to gather. Its sprawling canopy was usually a verdant green, but tonight it shimmered silver under the moon's gaze. Mr. Wright, a stooped man with a beard that reached his chest, stepped forward. As the village elder, it was his solemn duty to lead the singing of the lullaby. He cleared his throat, and silence descended. All eyes were on him, waiting for the song that had bound them together for generations. However, as the first note left his lips, a jarring blast of modern music tore through the night. Shocked gasps filled the air. The source of the disturbance was none other than Nora, Ben, and Grace. With a boombox at their feet and cheeky grins on their faces, they reveled in the disarray they'd caused. But their triumph was short-lived. Before anyone could react, the lanterns around the oak flickered and died. A blanket of impenetrable darkness swallowed the village. The once mighty oak, which had stood as a sentinel for centuries, looked drained of life. Its leaves shriveled, and its bark appeared parched and gray, as if years had passed in mere seconds. Murmurs of worry rippled through the crowd. Whispers of old tales and forgotten tragedies grew louder, until Mrs. Havisham's voice, trembling with a mix of fear and anger, cut through the din. "Children," she cried, her eyes darting to the rebellious trio. "Do you not know what you've invoked?" Nora, the bravado gone from her voice, managed to stammer, "It's just a prank. It's only music." Mrs. Havisham approached the withered oak, her fingers brushing its rough surface. "This is not just any tree. It's the heart of melody's end, and you've silenced its song." Ben, regret evident in his eyes, said, "We didn't think anything would happen. It's just an old tradition." With tears forming in her eyes, Mrs. Havisham beckoned the villagers closer. "Long ago, there were children, much like you, who doubted our ways. They were blamed for a year when crops failed and hunger gripped our village. In their fear and ignorance, the elders banished these children, sending them into the wild, believing it would appease whatever had cursed us." Grace, her hands clutched to her chest, whispered, "What happened to them?" "They were never seen again," Mrs. Havisham replied. "Lost to the wilderness, they perished. But it's said their spirits never found rest, forever bound to melody's end, waiting for the lullaby to be silenced." As the weight of Mrs. Havisham's words settled, the cold winds of October blew more fiercely, carrying with them the faintest echo of children's laughter. The village, now realizing the gravity of the night's events, huddled closer together, each hoping that the bond of their unity would be enough to ward off the restless spirits of the past. The atmosphere in Melody's End had shifted dramatically. The once celebratory night had turned chillingly cold, a frost settling on every surface, causing each exhale to appear like ghostly wisps in the air. The once clear night sky was now concealed by heavy clouds, and the moon's glow was dim, casting the village in an eerie gloom. Amid this unsettling quiet, haunting whispers began to curl around the villagers' ears. At first, they seemed like a figment of imagination, but they soon became unmistakable, the soft, innocent voices of children echoing through the alleys and streets. In the distance, the familiar hum of the village's power grid faded to nothingness. Streetlights flickered out, homes went dark, and Melody's End was plunged into an abyss of shadows. Nora, clutching her coat tightly, could see fleeting forms darting in and out of her peripheral vision. Ben, trying to remain brave for the sake of his friends, whispered, "Do you see them too?" Grace nodded, her fiery curls no longer dancing but laying flat against her pale face. "They're everywhere. We shouldn't have messed with the lullaby." As the night wore on, villagers, fear evident in their voices, began to share their encounters. One spoke of a small handprint appearing on a fogged-up window, another of a child's laughter echoing from an empty room. And most alarmingly, many reported seeing the translucent apparitions of children, their faces etched with sadness, their mouths moving as if asking a silent question about the forgotten lullaby. As these tales spread, the once dismissed whispers grew louder, and the ethereal children began to manifest more clearly. Their once playful shadows turned more deliberate, their actions reflecting their mounting frustration and anger. In the midst of the growing panic, Mrs. Havisham emerged, her voice filled with authority. "We must right the wrongs of tonight. The spirits seek the lullaby, and we must give it to them." But the song was interrupted. "How do we make it right?" Grace asked, her voice quivering. "There is an original sheet of the lullaby, written by the village founders," Mrs. Havisham replied. "It's believed to be in the old schoolhouse. If we can find it, perhaps we can sing the lullaby in its purest form and appease the lost souls." The ancient schoolhouse, abandoned for decades, stood at the edge of the village. Its wooden structure had long been reclaimed by nature, ivy climbing its walls and windows boarded up. But tonight, it stood as their only beacon of hope. With determination burning in their eyes, Nora, Ben, Grace, and Mrs. Havisham, along with a few brave souls, ventured towards the schoolhouse, praying that the key to saving Melody's End lay within its forsaken walls. The journey to the schoolhouse was eerily silent, save for the crunching of dried leaves underfoot, and the distant childlike whispers that seemed to follow them. The ancient building loomed tall before them, its silhouette a dark contrast against the cloudy sky. Pushing the creaky doors open, the pungent smell of aged wood and decaying paper met them. Inside, the dim light filtering through the boarded windows revealed a suspended moment in time. Rows of wooden desks, their varnish long peeled away, were still arranged facing the chalkboard, which bore faint traces of lessons from a bygone era. Old leather-bound books lay scattered, their pages yellowed and brittle. Forgotten toys, a wooden top, a doll with one eye missing, and marbles lay strewn on the floor, relics of happier days. At the center of the room stood a grand piano. Though covered in a layer of dust and grime, its imposing presence commanded attention. The sheet music holder beckoned, but to their disappointment, it was empty. But there was no time to dwell on it. As they ventured deeper into the schoolhouse, unsettling signs of their ethereal pursuers began to manifest. Doors slammed shut behind them, lights flickered, and shadows danced on the walls. Childlike giggles echoed through the corridors, playing a game of hide and seek with their already frayed nerves. In one room, they found chairs eerily arranged in a circle, as if a group had just been playing. In another, chalk drawings animated themselves, illustrating a haunting rendition of children lost in a forest. Each room bore the mark of the ghostly children, their playful yet eerie tricks a constant reminder of the pressing urgency of their quest. Grace, trailing behind, stumbled upon a room that seemed different from the others. It was smaller, cozier, with a fireplace long extinguished. Against one wall was a cabinet filled with delicate trinkets and keepsakes. Drawn to it, she began to search. As her fingers brushed against a beautifully crafted music box, a chill ran down her spine. Carefully, she opened the box, and a slow, haunting melody began to play, a tune she recognized but had never heard in this form. Nestled within, she found it, the original lullaby sheet, its notes written in elegant cursive. With the sheet clutched tightly in her hand, Grace rushed to share her discovery. The group's relief was palpable. But with the lullaby found, they knew their task was far from over. The hardest part was yet to come, returning to the village and singing the song that could be their only salvation. The path back to the village should have been straightforward, but the world around the group twisted and shifted as if they were trapped in a distorted dream. Familiar streets elongated and snaked into confusing labyrinths. Houses shifted places, and alleys they had known all their lives seemed to disappear only to reappear in entirely different locations. Nora, her heart racing, said, "This isn't right. This isn't the way back." Ben, trying to maintain his composure, tried to recall landmarks, but they too were ensnared in the ghostly illusions. Grace, clutching the lullaby sheet, whispered, "They're trying to keep us from getting back. We have to push through." It was in this moment of despair that Mrs. Haversham reached for a pendant hanging around her neck. It was an old silver locket, ornate and etched with symbols that seemed ancient and deeply significant. "This," she said, her voice heavy with emotion, "has been passed down in my family. It belonged to one of the lost children." Without waiting for a response, Mrs. Haversham held out the pendant, which began to emit a soft, ethereal glow. Every time she turned in a specific direction, the light grew brighter. "It's guiding us," she said, determination evident in her voice. The group followed the luminescent trail. Yet, the spirits of the lost children, growing desperate to keep the villagers from their destination, increased their spectral onslaught. Streets seemed to close in on them, buildings loomed menacingly, and the very ground beneath them appeared to shift and move. Faint apparitions tugged at their clothes, cold gusts of wind carried ghostly whispers, and an overwhelming sensation of sadness and anger pressed in from all sides. But with every step, the glowing pendant became more radiant, its light cutting through the darkness and confusion, proving to be a beacon against the ever-intensifying phantasmal forces. The journey was a test of their resolve, but the group's unity and belief in the power of the lullaby drove them forward. As the twisted streets began to straighten, the silhouette of the ancient oak tree emerged from the obscurity, standing tall and majestic, yet still bearing the signs of its withered state from earlier in the night. The ghostly children, now more defined and looking more real than ever, circled the tree. Their faces, a mix of sadness and anger, stared intently at the group, as if challenging them to complete their mission. With the oak in sight and the culmination of their journey near, the group braced themselves for the final confrontation. They had the means to set things right, but the path to atonement was lined with challenges they had never imagined facing. Moonlight pierced through the swirling darkness, casting an eerie glow over Melody's End. Villagers ran frantically, screams echoing through the once tranquil streets as the apparitions made their presence known with increasing vehemence. Windows shattered, doors slammed, and an oppressive air of panic gripped every corner. Amidst this turmoil, the group approached the oak. The ancient tree, once a symbol of unity and strength for the village, now stood gaunt and bereft of its usual vibrancy. However, even in its weakened state, it seemed to beckon them, an almost magnetic pull drawing them closer. Under the withered embrace of the oak's branches, Mrs. Havisham carefully placed the sheet on a makeshift stand, her eyes scanning the old notes and lyrics, a tune passed down through countless generations but lost in recent memory. Nora stood beside her, her fingers poised above the keys of a portable keyboard they had brought with them. The weight of the moment pressed heavily on both of them, their hands shaking with the enormity of the task. Taking a deep breath to calm her nerves, Mrs. Havisham began to sing, her voice frail at first but gaining strength with every note. Nora joined in, her fingers dancing gracefully over the keys, the haunting melody intertwining seamlessly with Mrs. Havisham's voice. As the song weaved its magic, a hush fell over the village. The rampaging spirits paused, their attention drawn irresistibly to the lullaby. One by one, they began to converge on the oak, their forms shifting from menacing to forlorn. The once vindictive phantasms now wore expressions of profound sadness, the weight of their untimely deaths and the village's betrayal weighing heavily on them. From the midst of the gathering apparitions, the distinct figures of the lost children began to emerge. They approached the singers, their voices joining in the chorus, expressing not just their sorrow but also their yearning for peace and closure. The crescendo of voices, both living and departed, merged into a harmonious finale that resonated through the very soul of melody's end. A brilliant, ethereal light erupted from the heart of the oak, cascading over the village in waves of luminescence. It felt warm and comforting, chasing away the chilling grip of the supernatural, and bathing every home, street, and individual in its healing glow. When the radiance finally subsided, the ghostly apparitions had vanished. The oak, rejuvenated, stood tall and proud, its leaves shimmering in the gentle breeze, a testament to the restored balance. Silence enveloped the village, but it was no longer oppressive. It was the silence of reflection and realization. The villagers, emerging from their homes, congregated around the tree, their faces a mix of awe, gratitude, and understanding. The tradition of the lullaby, once taken for granted, had demonstrated its profound significance. Unified in their newfound appreciation for their history and traditions, the residents of Melody's End joined hands. Together, they made a solemn vow the lullaby would never again be forgotten, and the tragic history of the village would be remembered, not as a tale of caution, but as a reminder of the importance of respect, unity, and remembrance. And so, dear listeners, we conclude another eerie tale from the depths of our scary stories. Sleep may be elusive tonight, for as you close your eyes, remember, the stories we share are but a whisper away from reality. Until next time, keep your candles lit and your senses sharp. Farewell, and sweet dreams, or nightmares. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.